My name is Tabitha Nichols, and I graduated in 1999. I currently co-own a dance studio in a little town called Narrogin. We're a community-based dance centre, and we facilitate over 100 students, which is fantastic for a small town. I have also recently gotten married, and we have a dingo cross, which is highly suitable, again, for the country. Dance has always been a part of my life from a very young age, and I've always been involved in dance studios and the dance community. Owning my own studio was not initially in my 5-10 year plan, but the opportunity presented itself, and it was too good a chance to say no, and to really build a dance community in a country town is something that a lot of country towns don't have. And we facilitate with our studio multiple surrounding towns. They travel up to an hour and a half to get to us each week. I guess my biggest and my favourite memories from St. Norbert would had to have been drama. The drama classes and the activities we did always felt like a really safe environment. So from a class and a learning point of view, that was always my favorite time of the day. My advice would be to do everything you can. You don't want to leave high school with any regrets and not giving something a go. If I had my time over again, there'd be a lot more things I would have attempted. May not have succeeded, but I think you've always got to try. And I probably would have knuckled down and studied a little bit harder, but I feel that you just got to take every experience offered to you in high school to help you decide what you want to do in your future. If you don't try something, you're just never going to know. I attended a state school in year 8, which wasn't a great school, wasn't a good environment. I guess the teachings once I moved to St. Norbert's, were sort of at a lower standard. Coming to St. Norbert's, there was a lot more school pride in academics as well as sports and drama and things, sciences, photography, had a lot more opportunities. And so I feel that it gave me better opportunities for the future, which I wouldn't have got if I'd stayed at the state school. So I felt the opportunities were bigger and the school environment was a lot safer and a lot more grounded. That whole sense of belonging and being accepted in the Zanton Centre were my favourite times. That was always a safe space to go.